What's going on, world? How y'all doing? Big Up Triple X. Back at it one more time. See, I know y'all thought I was gonna go away, but no, can't do that. How's everybody doing on tonight, Sunday night? I know it's a little late. It's about 9:53 p.m., but I am here because God has told me to make sure I finish my night giving him praise and glory. So thank you for that. How are you doing? I am good. Good evening back to you on this day. Thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Heavenly Father, thank you for your awesome word. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here on this day. Father God, thank you for life, salvation, and mercy, and grace. Thank you, Father God, for sparing my life and allowing me to be here, regardless of the naysayers, regardless of the people that set traps, regardless of the liars and the thieves and the backbiters, Father God, regardless of the false accusations, Father God, about me or anybody, I want to say thank you on today. Because, Father God, remember that you have created us. So no one is better than us. No one. No one is better than the other person at all. So, Father God, I want to say thank you for allowing me to be here on this day. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to stay blessed on this day. Because I know and we know and you know that this is the day that you have made, Father God. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you on today. In Jesus' name, we pray. We want to say thank you, Father God. Amen. Hey, moving right along. I am here for just a few minutes. And the minutes that I am here, I want to let you all know is that don't let no one steal your joy. No one. And I know that's easier said than done. I know that. But, work on that every day. Don't let no one steal your joy. Because remember, when you lose your joy, what happens in the physical form is that you have a lot of stress, you have headaches, you have high blood pressure, you have to go to the doctor, and we want to remove that. We want to call that not to be, and we want God to bless us in a situation where we don't have that to happen. So remember, don't let no one steal your joy. Let me tell you what Psalms 30:5 says. It says, for his anger is built for a moment, right? We understand you're going to get mad. His favor is for a lifetime. Even though God get mad with you, God has a favor for you for a lifetime. Weeping may last for tonight, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. A shout of joy comes in the morning. But more than just exhibiting joy, the mere presence of God produced by joy, because God is our joy. God is our joy. Don't let no one steal your joy. Don't let your neighbor, your coworker, your family member, not even your spouse, your girlfriend, whoever it is, don't let no one steal your joy. And I don't mean to sound selfish or malicious when I say that. What I mean by that is that you have to show yourself accountable when you meet the Lord. Your wife, your spouse, your girlfriend, whomever, your neighbor, whoever, they can't speak for you. You have to speak for yourself. See me? Listen, I've been through some things. And I've seen some things. I have had people to conspire against me. I have had people to lie on me. And I'm going to say it again so I can make this clear. I have had people to conspire against me. Flat, I told a lie on me. But see, they changed the lie and they made the lie become the truth because they brought it to life. See, when you can make a lie become the truth and bring it to life, you better watch it. Because God will be coming for you. Not when you think God is going to come for you, but God is going to be coming for you. So when you repent, you're not repenting for God not to do what God needs to do to you. You're repenting because you want less of whatever God has to bring to you to come to you. See, what goes around comes around. You reap whatever. See, you planted a seed when you did that. You planted a seed. So when you plant that seed, remember that same seed is going to come back to you. I may not be around to see it. I may be off in a whole nother country, a whole nother part of the world preaching God's word. But that seed is going to come back to you because you planted that seed. See, you know who you are. It was several of you. Several of you. And you know who you are. But don't think you're going to go throughout your life, throughout your day, throughout your week, where something is not going to come back to you for what you did. Not to just me, to anybody. To anybody. Don't think that God did not watch and see the lie and the conspiring that you did. You will reap what you sow. So you might as well get ready for it. You ain't gonna hide from it. It ain't over with by a long shot. Just remember that. You're gonna reap what you sow. So that's why I tell people, don't let no one steal your joy. You may weep tonight, but joy comes in the morning. So you got to be thankful. You got to be happy. You got to let God know that you focus on God. See, let me tell you why you have to focus on God. See, when you focus on God, no matter what someone have done to you, no matter what someone have said about you, it will not come to pass. And if it come, even if the weapons form, they won't prosper. They will not prosper. You have some evil people in the world. I'm telling you. You have some evil. See, you will have people. The same thing happened to me, right? You will have people to call your phone just to see is you down and out? Is something that happened to you? If what they did worked. But remember, you messing with a child of God. You ain't messing with just the regular man that walked this earth every day. You're messing with a child of God. So when that happened, you better watch out. See, this message ain't just meant for me. It meant for anybody. So when you see me strong and firm and still preaching God's word, ministering God's word, speaking on God's word, standing firm on God's word, being able to speak God's word and to shine on God's word, to fight for God's word, to deliver God's word, there's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. Listen, even the devil lose towards the end. The beast, the prophet, and the devil. God gonna give him 1,000 more years, and after that, he's gone. So if the devil leaves, what you think gonna happen to you? See, when a man is weak, you won't see him no more. When you do stuff to that man, you won't see him no more. He gone. Poof. He gone. But when you have a strong man and he's a man of God, you're going to see him. You're going to see him. You're going to see him. And God going to make it a nightmare for you Every time you turn around, you're going to see him on social media. You're going to see him on this social media. You're going to see him on that social media. You're going to see him on the other. So you ain't going to stop. He's going to be in your head, and you're going to think about it. You know why? Because you know you did wrong. So don't let no one steal your joy. You always be happy in the Creator of the Lord. Always be happy in the presence of God. It says right here, I'm going to read you a verse. This verse said, in Romans 15 and 13, it says, may God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. I'm going to read that again. It says, may God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. So as long as you have the Holy Spirit, you have hope. How did y'all week go when I said be careful of this week right here coming? How did your week go? Comment on that and let me know, how did your week go? Did you see something different that you thought you weren't going to see? Did you notice something different that caught your eye? How did your week go? Let me know. Comment. Also, click on this video. When you click on the video, hit subscribe. Go to my YouTube channel and hit subscribe. Tell your friends and family to hit the subscribe button so you all can see my shows. But I'm telling you, God is real. Don't let no one steal your joy. It says right here in Romans 12 and 12, it says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. And that's what I am doing, and that's what I've always been telling you all to do, is that rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and constant in prayer. Have a prayer life with God. Have a prayer life with your Creator. It is worth it. Listen when I tell you, it is worth it. Have a prayer life with your Creator. If you listen, even if you don't go to church, even if you're not fellowshipping with no one, whatever your situation is in life, have a prayer life with God on your individually own time. Have your prayer life with God. And the reason being, because God will show you, guide you, bless you, and put you in the place that you divinely rightfully seek for. And you don't have to deceitfully move somebody out the way. You don't have to deceitfully be evil to someone to get. God will provide a way for you. I am a living testimony right now on 3/24/2024 at 10:06 p.m. I am a living testimony that God will provide a way for you. And I am telling you the same thing. Focus on God. Move all them distractions out the way. Move that lying tongue out the way. People talking about you, let them go. Let them go. See, because when it happened to me, I already knew they thought I was going to be down. They thought I was going to do this. They thought I was going to do that. I ain't got to do none of that, because you're not worth my time to take it there. That's the thing. Listen, you're in the city. You're in the city of Atlanta. It's like a million, gazillion jobs, careers out here that is in place. Take your time, pray, and search, and God will bless you. No man can stop you when you are a child of God. No man, no woman, no preacher, no pastor, no bishop, no evangelist, no prophet, no none of that, especially when you're living right by God. And that's why I am here today, to tell you that I am blessed. And listen, when I tell you I'm blessed, and there's nothing that you even thought you did to me that broke me down. You only increase the wealth and increase the being that I've already had. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Philippians 4:4 tells us that, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Again, don't let no one steal your joy. This week right here coming up is going to be a prosperous week. So don't let no one steal your joy. Don't let no one take it from you. Go in, prayed up, covered in the whole arm of God. Focus on what you got to do. Put all that unfamiliar, unofficial business aside and focus on God first and then what you need to get you through the day, and watch how God bless. Watch how God bless. I'm telling you. And see, here's the thing. I know I got page peoples, man. I know I got people that, you know, want to look. I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm telling you, I'm blessed. But that don't mean I'm going to talk to you if you try to call me. That don't mean that. You know what I'm saying? But I want you to know that God has blessed me to be a happy man. I got a wife. I got kids. I got grandkids. I got enemies. I got neighbors. I got coworkers. Listen, I got some good friends that have been by my side. And I'm thankful for that. I'm grateful. You know why? Because that means it's some seeds that I have sown for people to be by my side. And the ones who I thought was my friends was actually my enemies. I see them every day. I work with them every day. Every day. But the thing is, I still love you. I'm not mad with you. I just can't fool with you because you showed me your face and you showed me who you are. Can't fool with you. That's all. Whatever happened to you on your time. I have nothing to do with that. I'm good. God has blessed me to be good. Believe that when I tell you. So don't let no one steal your joy. James 1:2 tells us that, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, count it all joy. And that's what I have done. According to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2, the book of James say, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, count it all joy. So you better not go through this week coming up upset, mad, stressed out. Whatever happened, let it happen the way it's supposed to happen. You just make sure you prayed. You prayed up and you're doing the right thing. And whatever you did just a few minutes ago, let it go and start a new leaf. God wants to bless you. And God will bless you. Psalm 16:11 tells us that, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. At your right hand is pleasures forevermore. At your right hand. So listen, don't let nobody take your joy. I'm telling you, don't let nobody take your joy. Because when that happens, you're going to lose all hope and you're going to lose all energy that God has got you to be. Get people to subscribe to my show. Click on the video and hit the subscribe button. The last one, and I'm going to be done for tonight. The last one It says, until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. That's in John 16:24. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. So ask whatever you want in God's name. God will bless you. Have a prayer life. Pray, pray, pray. Walk in righteousness. Walk upright. Do the right things. Get away from people. Stop talking so much. Stop telling people your business. Eat right. Walk in humility. And change your life, your mindset, the way you're thinking, and keep it moving. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Father God, thank you for this message. Thank you for this word. Thank you, Father God, for this awesome time. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here on this day to deliver your word. Father God, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you on this day. Praise your name. Praise your name, Father God. And I am thankful for being here. I am thankful for you saving my life, sparing my life. I want to say thank you, Father God, on this day. Thank you for my wife, my kids, my grandkids, Father God. Thank you for allowing me to be the man that I need to be. In Jesus' name, I pray. And I want to say thank you. Amen. Hey, listen. God loves you. God loves you first. Big Unc loves you after that. After God, after Jesus, after the Holy Spirit, Big Unc loves you. Next time, peace.